Welcome to The Person You Want to Be. This is Eric Teplitz with another solo episode for you, an audio essay entitled The Value of Journaling, Five Benefits of Making It a Regular Practice. Imagine the quality of a relationship with a partner, spouse, or significant other in which you rarely check in to see how the other person is doing, or one in which you rarely let the other person know honestly how you are doing. Would you expect such a relationship to work in the long run, to bring out the best in each of you, to be fulfilling? Now, consider that the only partner you will have for the entirety of your life is yourself. Regular checking in is essential. Over the course of my life, I have found journaling to be a wonderful avenue for doing this. Journaling is simply recording your thoughts down on paper. Some people use a computer, with the intention that these are for your own personal use and not to be shared with others. Here are five key benefits of journaling. Number one, honoring your inner experience. In a world with near constant demands for our attention, and certainly endless distractions, it is all too easy to lose sight of our own thoughts, feelings, preferences, needs, and priorities. Journaling gives us the space to tune into our experiences and how we feel about them. It allows us to touch base with what actually matters to us, important things worthy of our consideration that might otherwise slip through the cracks. It creates an opening for our authentic selves to have their say. Number two, increasing self-knowledge. By checking in with ourselves regularly, we get to know ourselves a lot better. We become more aware of our own patterns, habits, tendencies, strengths, and weaknesses. Self-knowledge alone will not create a desired change, but it is the necessary first step, and it can help tremendously with making smarter decisions. For instance, if you know from observed experience that you won't exercise without a partner to whom you are accountable, then you can be proactive in finding such a partner as a means of motivating yourself to keep on track with a fitness goal. If you know that you need solitude in order to get some creative work done, you can plan accordingly rather than just wait for the time and space to magically appear. You may feel that you already know yourself well enough to be aware of these kinds of things without journaling, but I find personally that self-discovery and self-understanding are ongoing journeys, and that reminders of things that I already know can be surprisingly helpful. Number three, creating a tipping point for change. There are a number of ways in which journaling can help facilitate change and decision-making. Self-knowledge is key, but also, if you find yourself complaining about or yearning for the same thing over and over again in your journal, you might actually be moved to finally do something about it as a result. I have found that the simple act of writing down goals or ideas, in list form or otherwise, is usually the first step in realizing them. It might require writing the thing down more than once, many times even, but writing things down is powerful. A journal provides a safe space to brainstorm, to dare to dream about things, and to explore possibilities for yourself. It can literally be the tipping point for making those decisions, small and large, that shape your life. By making such decisions more consciously, with deeper reflection and consideration, and from a space where you are more in tune with what's important to you, you increase the odds of your life being more to your liking and less filled with regret. Number four, developing your intuition. A journal is a place to record your thoughts and feelings about anything and everything. It heightens your powers of observation. By recording an impression on paper, you are more likely to pay attention to it and keep it in mind. Do you like or dislike the way a particular person is treating you? Do you notice a pattern with their reliability or lack thereof? You might get a better sense of what you can and cannot expect from someone and decide more consciously if, how, or to what extent you want to relate with this person going forward. You can also reflect back on your own behavior and see the ways in which you might act with greater integrity to improve your relationships with others or with yourself. One of the unique gifts of journaling is that you can refer back to older entries and revisit the details of past experiences and observations you have captured on the page. By looking back at your previously recorded thoughts and impressions, you can gauge in hindsight how astute you were or were not about a given person or situation, and perhaps hone your skills of perception as a result. Number 5, validating your own existence. I write, therefore I am. A journal is a place to record the happenings of your life. It can be a private container for your struggles and victories, both internal and external. It is a way to document those little details you would likely never otherwise remember when reflecting back years later. It can allow you over time to bear witness to your life and note the ways in which you have made big changes, as well as the ways in which you have remained fundamentally the same. By flipping through old journals, you can revisit the past in perhaps extraordinary detail and marvel at how rich life is in the variety and quantity of your experiences. You can see, with the benefit of hindsight, how limited or perhaps visionary your perspective may have been. Old journals and journal entries can serve as a reminder that you never know what unpredictable bit of kismet is lurking just around the corner, and how much your world can open up with the introduction of a single new idea, book, experience, person, or podcast into your life. A journal is a way to prove that you were here. You have lived. You have endured trials. You have made efforts and accomplished things. In your journals lies proof of it all. My experience of journaling. I have journaled in one form or another on and off for decades. It has been and continues to be an essential tool for me in following the promptings of my heart, being a student and explorer of my life and of life, giving myself needed pep talks, living more creatively, daringly, passionately, and compassionately, crystallizing and clarifying what is and is not important to me, and therefore what is and is not worthy of my time and energy, processing my feelings, and generating ideas. It's impossible to say, of course, what my life would have been like without this practice, but I suspect that it has been far richer for it. How many curiosities of mine would have remained unexplored? How many adventures left on the table? How many dreams shrugged off or delayed indefinitely, were it not for journaling? From my perspective and experience, capturing your thoughts, feelings, desires, ideas, hunches, insights, and inspirations on paper where your eyes can see them, rather than have them just be groundless imaginings floating around in your head, greatly increases the likelihood of actually taking action on at least some of them. It's doubtful to me I'd have acted as boldly and deliberately, that I'd have reflected as deeply, that I'd lived as full a life without having incorporated journaling into it. Concluding thoughts. As with any practice, journaling can significantly alter the trajectory of your life if you do it regularly. Experiment with times of day and time or page allotments until you find your own sweet spot. Generally speaking, earlier in the day is better for developing consistency with a new practice. As the day unfolds, duties and distractions take over and energy and willpower are depleted. That said, you need to honor your own schedule, rhythm, and life circumstances. Whatever works for you is the right approach. Remember that the sheer act of journaling means you are taking yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, and your life seriously, and is therefore a gesture of self-respect. It is a unique gift that only you can give yourself, and it only costs as much as the materials, say, pens and notebooks, that you use and the time you devote to it. It is a way to greatly improve your relationship with yourself and, by extension, your relationships with others and your relationship with life. If you're interested in learning more about journaling, I encourage you to sign up for a free preview of my online course, which is called Opening to Greater Possibilities. You can find it on my website, erikteplitz.com. When you sign up for a free preview, you will get access to the course introduction and the first course module, which is called The Power Tool of Journaling. I hope you'll check it out. It's absolutely free with no further obligations. If you enjoyed this episode of The Person You Want to Be, please consider subscribing to the show on your favorite podcast platform. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review for the show would be greatly appreciated. Video versions of each episode are available on my YouTube channel, which is simply my name, Erik Teplitz. You can visit my website, erikteplitz.com, to sign up for my free newsletter, schedule a free one-on-one coaching call with me, and much more. Once again, that's Erik Teplitz, ericteplitz.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope this episode inspires you to take at least one action today in the direction of becoming the person you want to be.